We'll move on now to item 15 and hear from John Ergo, our Chief Planning and Innovation Officer, with an update on the Metro system ridership reports for the second quarter fiscal year 5.
Thank you, Chair. Directors, it's always nice to be here in the Scotts Valley Chamber. I feel like we're in a forest retreat in a state park or a national park. The only thing missing is the fire crackling in the background. So while Donna pulls up the slides, which I'm not going to be able to see, so I'll pull them. We normally don't bring the quarterly ridership reports off consent, but given that this was the fourth full quarter of Reimagine Metro, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to remind everybody where we've been, what service changes we've implemented, and how it's performed to date. So a quick reminder, what was Reimagine Metro? What is it? It's a re-envisioning of where buses go and how often they should run throughout our county. Our goals were about increasing the amount of service provided, making transit more reliable and relevant to the community's needs, adapting to post-COVID travel patterns, and really try to create a network that's useful for many more people's trips within Santa Cruz County. And these goals came out of 15 months of survey work, outreach. A lot of it was included in the Title VI report that we just had, and really responding to the community's desires. So to date, we've implemented two phases of Reimagine Metro. The first phase was in December of 2023, and that was with current operating resources we had at the time. So there really wasn't an increase in service at that time. It was a reorganization of lines on the map along the goals of simplicity, frequency, where it's needed most that I talked about in the previous slide. Phase two, we then implemented in 2024, over the course of 2024, primarily in June of that year. And this was a major increase, about a 30% increase in service at that time, funded through one-time operating funds, this SB 125 TRCSIP funding that we had available to us from the state. And I'll get into that a little bit more later. So phase one included, even though I said it was more or less cost neutral, it ended up being about a 10% increase in service overall. Higher frequency in areas with higher demand. So we really reorganized our routes. For example, we had four routes running hourly from Watsonville to Santa Cruz that were condensed into two routes running every 30 minutes. So doubling up frequency on key corridors between Watsonville and Santa Cruz is one example. Simplifying the network, eliminating a second fare for transfers. So we implemented free transfers at the time, and some changes again to service in certain areas. But more or less service stayed on the streets where it was currently operating at the time, but was reorganized. So that's pretty much impossible to see, but if you guys have the screen in front of you, I'm just going to flip through. That was the existing service in December of 2023, and that was the phase one network. So what jumps out is the red. The red is 15-minute service. Previously, we had no 15-minute service in the network, and with that first service change, we introduced the 18, the 19, and then our new routes 1 and 2 overlapped in such a way that in east of downtown in Santa Cruz, we were able to provide 15-minute service on Water Street. So yeah, highlighting 18 to 19 running every 15 minutes on the west side, routes 1 and 2 providing that overlapping 15-minute service. We introduced the 90X at this time. That was just peak period trips in the morning and afternoon, and then higher frequency service on local routes in Watsonville on the 79 and on the one corridor on Freedom and Lincoln. Other improvements related to span of service and trying to equalize service between weekday and weekend. This was another comment that we heard often throughout the outreach, is that service had dropped off precipitously at night and on the weekends. And so we worked in this first phase and continued in phase two to add service nights and weekends, routes 1, 2, and 3 in phase one. Operate every 30 minutes until 9 p.m., 60 minutes until midnight. And we added a bunch of weekend service too. Then in phase two, which again, we started implementing in June, July, really, with the summer service change, was planned and was introduced as a 40% increase in service overall. So a really big increase in service, higher frequency wherever we could. Again, improving nights and weekend service, adding more trips on Highway 1 and the 90X, and improving transfers between East and West Santa Cruz. Why all the focus on frequency? That's just what we heard over and over again from people, that 70% of survey respondents told us they would prefer to see Metro invest more in frequency versus expanding service to new areas. And 50% of non-riders told us they would ride Metro if the bus came more often. So we were really trying to respond to that with these other priorities as well. So the night and weekend service, the express service on Highway 1 and Highway 17. The full phase two package, again, relied on this one-time state funding. So Director Riskin, this kind of gets into your questions about the budget. When this money funding became available, it was one-time funding that we could use for either zero emission capital expenses or operating. It's very rare to get additional operating funding. We had just gotten the competitive TRCET funding for our zero emission program. We had just gotten a significant federal competitive grant for our zero emission funding. And so we made the decision as a board, and I think we were in this room when RTC approved that package in December of 2023, to invest $28 million in operating funding and $2 million for our transit signal priority and other bus stop improvement programs on the corridor. We did that because we had a plan. So we had been doing 15 months of outreach. We had our cost-neutral plan that we were just implementing, and then we had our expansion plan, and all of a sudden we had operating funding to do it. Super risky, you know, gamble, bet to invest it in service, but it's just what we heard that people wanted to see, was to really try to increase the service, knowing fully well that we had about 3 years of runway on it. So beginning in December of 2023 is when we really went on the hiring spree of operators, transit supervisors, mechanics, to be able to implement that phase two package. So again, phase one and then phase two really just expanded a lot of the frequency. So flipping back and forth, we introduced the Route 1 at every 15 minutes, fully between Watsonville and Santa Cruz. The Route 90X started operating all day, every 30 minutes, and then we added the Route 16 back to UCSC. And these changes brought 100,000 residents and 40,000 jobs near service that ran every 15 minutes, that currently runs every 15 minutes in the daytime and every 30 minutes after 9 p.m. So what we felt was a massive improvement for people taking transit in Santa Cruz County. So how's it doing? I'm going to walk through just quickly the last four quarters, actually five quarters of ridership reports and one bar chart. So I said we really started in December, but we actually did the first improvements in the fall. So quarter two, which begins in October. And that's when we increased the 18 and 19 frequency of that West Side service that serves UCSC. And in that first quarter, ridership jumped 37%. There's other things going on here. You know, UCSC was coming back, you know, more into full-time class mode at the time. But I do think we really hit the timing perfectly in the fall, just as students were coming back and having this all-day frequent service on the 18 and 19. The 37% jump is massive. And that's not just UCSC. That was across the district, but primarily driven by an increase in ridership of students. Then in quarter three, this was the first real phase one Reimagine Metro package. Ridership jumped 23%. Again, a huge increase because we weren't really increasing service at this time. Service stayed neutral. The amount of revenue hours that we were operating, it was just new routes, the routes one, two, three. Ridership went up 23%. Then in quarter four, we didn't really do much of a service change that quarter. Ridership still went up 7%. And then in the summer is when we really launched phase two. That was the 15-minute service on route one. That was a really large service increase. Ridership went up 14%. And then finally, this last quarter two, which is the report that's in your packet, was an 11% jump. Not a lot of service changes, just kind of rolling through what we had implemented in the summer, but with ridership continuing to increase. So we made a big investment. I think we're seeing a pretty solid return on that investment in terms of ridership. And I'll just walk through that with a couple more lines on the graph, and then I'll stop talking. So if we look over time, when we started in September, the orange line is the Reimagine Metro ridership. The blue line is where we were the year prior. And you can see it's higher throughout the year. During the summer months, ridership dips. It didn't grow that much, and then it grew again in the fall. Overall, in this time period, that's a 23% growth in ridership. And it's over 1 million additional trips that we served in that time period. We're getting close in FY25 to get back to pre-COVID levels of ridership. We'll be around 90-95%, I think, by the time we finish the year. If we look at service, you'll see that the service didn't increase much throughout Reimagine Metro. As I mentioned, the first service change, we didn't add a lot of service. It wasn't until the summer, June, July, when you see at times it was a 43% increase in service. So we had this massive jump in service, 18% overall in this time period, but trending, kind of 40% as we went off into the future. And then finally, miles, about a 39% increase in the mileage that our buses were operating. And this is where we ran into trouble. So you see the big jump beginning June, July. It ended up that we didn't have the capacity in our maintenance facility at the time to serve that increase. We had the buses, we had the operators, but we struggled to keep up with the maintenance. And so that's where we've had to kind of rethink where Reimagine Metro is going for the next couple of months. So what's planned? As you all know, we've had to revise service a bit. The kind of top dotted line is where we were headed. The bottom one is would have been business as usual. And the orange is where we are today. So instead of this 40% increase, we're looking at a 30% increase, and that's where we are today. So currently, we've increased service 30%. We've had to temporarily suspend Route 16 and 90X, but the plan is to bring those back. And as we rethink the plan, we'll come back to the board if there's any significant changes, which are to the phase two plan, which are defined in our policies as a 25% change to a route based on mileage or hours. As we try to bring the 16 and 90X back, it may require fine-tuning some of the other service changes we've made in the plan, or we've been working, as Chuck had mentioned, to hire additional mechanics to meet the plan need. So that's where we're at. I'm happy to answer any questions. But again, I just wanted to, we usually present these dense ridership reports to you that we don't take off consent and have a lot of numbers. And I just wanted to walk through where we've been for the past couple of quarters.